Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Take Action Tuesday. Get on, get off, get busy. Aloha, this is Crystal Kia Paul. I am your hostess with the mostest. Today we will be talking about Entrepreneur Summit. It happened this past week, Thursday, in Frisco, Texas, and it was phenomenal. If you'll recall, we had Aaron Smith, the founder of the Starters Club, on the air with us a few weeks ago talking about this event. And I was going to bring in a guest to speak today, but instead I wanted to share my experience with you guys of what I experienced at the Entrepreneur Summit. It was phenomenal. I wasn't sure how the summit would benefit my holistic business because it was designed for entrepreneurs. But I am an entrepreneur. I am a holistic entrepreneur. And from the moment the first speaker got on stage to the second, the last speaker got off stage, it was incredible. I cannot say enough about a great job that Aaron Smith did on the Entrepreneur Summit. Okay, this is how phenomenal. In the first 2 hours of speakers, I took 20 pages of notes. 15 pages were just straight note taking for now, future date, whatever. But 5 pages of the 20 pages were notes on things I could implement in my business. Beginning on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even today. Sorry, you guys. I got an e-calamai right now. I'm headed to San Antonio. My mom is ill, and so we're doing the radio show via the car. Sorry for all of the car noise. I've got my radio on in the background, hoping that it'll absorb some of that noise and my radar detector, because this is Texas, and you can have one of those, and it's a 75-mile-an-hour road, so we're going a smidgen over. At any rate, okay, back to the Entrepreneur Summit. It was amazing. I took 5 pages of notes that I can implement, that I started in implementing and putting in my business today. Well, actually yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. It gave me some great ideas on how to do me and my business, because I was attempting to fit my business into other people's ideas of what a website should look like, what a newsletter should look like, whatever. And I sent out my first newsletter on Sunday, and my best friend said that he loved it. It was slick, and it had a very calming effect. And I owe part of that to Aaron Smith. The information was always inside of me, but I didn't think there was going to be anything. You know how it is. You don't think there's anything of value inside, but then you get going, and then people tell you, you know, I really loved your little tidbit of information. I really love how you care. I love how you share your mana'o. Your mana'o is your knowledge. So Aaron's first speaker was Ann Hanley. Phenomenal speaker, phenomenal presentation. Go to EntrepreneurSummitDFW.com to find out who all the speakers were. And if any of these speakers are going to be in your area, do not walk. I mean, run. Run like your life depends on it to hear these speakers that Aaron had lined up. Because I'm telling you, if you think you know it all, you're going up the creek without a paddle. Because, like I said, I wasn't sure how any of the information would help my holistic business. But I'm telling you, there was a lot for me to learn. And the panelists were phenomenal. But so anyway, so I finally put out my first newsletter. I kept it simple. because I like simple. I don't like getting bombarded daily with emails. That's just me. And I'm on a buttload of email lists. If y'all were to see my email right now, y'all would be cringing. My email mail, I guess is the correct term. Y'all would cringe. But it's because I do like reading what other people put out in content. And some of it I giggle at. Some of it I use. And some of it hits the unsubscribe button because I'll go, what was I thinking? But we all have moments of that. A Facebook ad, somebody sends you something and it sounds really good. And then you start getting to know this person and it's like not as good as you thought it was. So back to the summit. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Go to EntrepreneurSummitDFW.com. Find out who the speakers were so you can check them out. And if they're playing in a city near you, I know that Erin's going to be in Minnesota in April, I believe she said. So if you get a chance to hear her speak, phenomenal young lady. I really admire her. You guys know how much, because you can listen to the replay from a few weeks ago. Erin Smith knocked it out of the park. Anne Hanley was cracking me up because she was talking about man braids, that's the end thing. And on a website, a health and fitness website, they weren't pushing on their newsletter, join our membership. They were talking about what was trending, and one of the things that were trending was man braids, which made me giggle because I've been braiding my husband's hair for years because he has hair down the middle of his back where lines past my old folate. And if you don't know what that is, look it up in the Hawaiian Dictionary. And so when I got to speak with Anne at lunch, I was telling her how funny it is because I do regular braid and French braid my husband's hair from time to time, depending on where we're going, what kind of an event. And definitely every time we're out on the Harley, because long hair does not do well in the wind, and it's always windy on a Harley. Okay, so that was one of the speakers. There was a couple of others that I am barely remembering names just because originally designed to do this at my desk so I'd have all my notes with me. However, I'm doing it in the car, so I can't read and drive at the same time, so ecol am I on that. But one of the speakers, his name was Jeremy. I remember that because I sat next to him and his business partner at lunch. Oh, the lunch was phenomenal as well. Oh, and when Erin does this event again and she does the VIP lunch, you better buy a ticket because the networking and the mini mastermind sessions that were going on at the three different tables for dinner or for lunch were awesome. So always, always invest that little bit extra so you can knock elbows with your speakers because they're going to share more than they are when they're speaking because they're on such a limited time frame to speak, you know. The whole idea is 45 minutes, 50 minutes, you know. You don't want to get longer than that because then you lose the crowd. But if you get to sit with them or do the happy hour with them, that's, you know, opportunity to continue to learn, you know, make mental notes when you see them again so you can ask them questions. That's one of the things that, you know, I have the forthcoming to doing. But Jeremy and his company, and I can't remember the name of it, and I'm sorry because I can't look at my notes and drive. He was talking about YouTube videos. Him and two other panelists were doing the conversation on video. And I love video. I used to Periscope a lot and had some things going on in my life that I couldn't commit to a time schedule for Periscope, and that's all about to change, and I'll be back on Periscope here shortly. But And one of the things in the Hawaiian culture, we didn't have a written language. That didn't come until the 1800s, which is cool. So how did we communicate? Oral.
Yep.
It was an oral conversation. And the information was recited from adult to child, you know, and from generation to generation. And that's why I love radio, because I can talk and I don't have to write it down. Part of the reason why I was hung up with the newsletter, because I was trying to fit me into what everybody else says it should look like instead of me fitting into the newsletter. And I love the video. So these are options for you as a business owner and as an entrepreneur to look and take advantage of it. Young people today, and most people in general, they don't have tons of time to do things. But they have 10 minutes, 15 minutes of disposable time that they're waiting for their children. They could watch a YouTube video. They could listen to a podcast. They could listen to my show. So they could listen to something on Blab, Snapchat, Periscope. Think of other ways to attract your audience, to get them to come to you. I promise there is not enough money being paid out to advertising companies, because the stuff that they're putting out on television these days, pure garbage. Insulting my intelligence is how my husband and I look at it. When we do see a good commercial, they play the bejeebers out of it. It's like, come on, you guys. You know, you came up with one good program, come up with, a few others. Okay, off of my advertising soapbox. Okay, one of the speakers that was talking was Darren Martin, PhD. He has a book out called A Company of Owners. Phenomenal book. Read through it on Thursday evening, waiting on some dinner. It's an easy read book, definitely an airplane book, but great content. When you start thinking as an entrepreneur and not just a guy working for themselves, then you're able to trust yourself to hire good employees, because you're going to have them invest in themselves. You're going to have them invest in your company. And even if you don't work for if you work for corporate America, you're investing your time in their dream, which is cool. We need people to run better companies. I just was grumbling about the advertising companies. We need better people to be in corporate America that like their job, that love their job. I would recommend all of you guys out there that have a boss that's not a great boss but has potential of being a great boss, because I think Boss's Day is coming up. Is it this month, or is this month is April Secretary's Day? I know it's either April or September. Do yourself a favor. Buy the book. Buy this book, A Company of Owners, by Darren Martin, PhD. This will help your boss be a better boss, to retain excellent employees, to teach them to be a better employee themselves. Okay, that was Darren Martin's book. Charles Horton, he has been with Anthony Robbins here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He does the fire walking and stuff here in Dallas. And our paths have not crossed until this event, because whenever he has something going on, I have somewhere else I have to be or something else I have committed to. But he also has a book called Ignite the Secret, 19 Lessons for Business and Life. Great information in the book. Only flipped through a few pages because it was Easter weekend and I was spending time with the hubby. But like I tell you guys, take 30 minutes every day to read. Not read just a newspaper article off the internet, but get a book, read. If you're driving in traffic, buy some Audible books. There are great Audible books out there. I'm listening to about 7 books right now. And why do you say that? Because after a while, I get put into a lull for me, and so I have to have something change my outlook, change the tone. So, for example, today I started listening to an Easy Hawaiian book, and it was funny because I was critiquing it for someone else, and but it's a book on how to learn how to speak Hawaiian, and it was pretty good. But then after a while, the voices got a little boring for me, so I had to switch. So I jumped over to listen to 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. Good book also. He's very energetic, very high pitch. Well, not high pitch in the musical sense, but just high pitch, you know, woohoo, excitement out there. And so that's why I listen to several books at one time, because I have to have different volumes and tones to keep me going while I'm driving. And then the last book I was listening to before I jumped on the show with you guys today was a holistic book, fictional, taking place in Kauai, something about Mana. I don't remember exactly the title. But I just downloaded new books before I got on my adventure to San Antonio today. And I really wish more authors would do audiobooks, because a lot of us have 30 minutes, 45 minutes of commuting every day, and we can, you know, benefit from your mana'o, what you're sharing with us. Okay, then there's Aaron Smith's book, and crap, wrong buzzword, Aaron Smith's book, go to thestartersclub.com, and I'm sure her book is on there. So, great, like I said, there was a lot of great speakers. There was a sixth-grade girl, yes, sixth grade. She cut school so she could attend the event. How awesome is that? She asked some of the best questions on how to get started in a business. This is what we're looking for, is our younger generations knowing what to do, how to do it. Parents, you have a kid that's a go-getter, that gets things done. Get them involved in an entrepreneur class. Create one. If you don't know how, that's okay. Meetup.com. There are great places there. I'm on Meetup here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I get hit up every day with a new Meetup that's coming up in an area that I have interest in, whether it be holistic, business, network marketing, speaking. Your options are unlimited. And I was so impressed with this young lady, sixth grade, asking questions about being an entrepreneur. Phenomenal young lady. I'm so stoked that her mom and dad listened and took her to Aaron's event. She had tons of information. She was sitting a few rows in front of me at the seminars, and I'm just watching her studiously take notes. And that's what these events are about. They're about, you know, people look at it and go, oh, it costs this much money. Well, you know what? What are you worth? Seriously, what are you worth? Are you only worth $1.95? I don't think so. Are you worth $2.95? I don't think so. So the key is that you need to figure out what your worth is and mosey up to the bar and lay your money down. That is the key into running a good business. You have to quit thinking that, oh, I don't know, I can't. Yeah, there's sometimes that we don't need to go to every seminar, every webinar, every whatever. We have to pick and choose. How do we do that? As I've told you guys on my Thursday shows, trust your na'au. You have to go on that inner guidance system. Trust Keokua, trust your na'au. If it feels right, you're going to do it. If it doesn't feel right, you're not going to do it. So don't stress yourself out. Let yourself, you know, just walk gently through the door and not through the door jam. It's amazing when you start trusting what great things come in alignment for you. For example, I wasn't sure what I was going to learn at this event for my holistic business. But I promise you, there's great stuff to come, and you'll just have to keep up with me on my website, alohacrystal.com. Sign up for my newsletter. It's somewhere under my contact me or about me page, somewhere in there. Or even on my Talkify calendar, you know, just subscribe to that and you'll learn more about me and what's going on in my world. But that's the thing of it. Each of us, our businesses can be as normal and mainstream as you want it, or as crazy and wild as the X Games. You're the boss. So how do you want to run your business? How do you want people to know you? How do you want to generate more business? It's all up to you. The sky is the limit. And that is one thing that I really took away from this event. There wasn't any can't, you gotta. I've been to several business boot camps, business workshops, and most of the other ones that I've gone to try to put me into a cookie cutter field of this is how you have to do it. You have to look like this. You have to be consistent. Well, yeah, there's certain things that you have to do, but for the most part, how about if you're just you? There is nobody like you. There's nobody that knows that what you know. Nobody's going to say it how you say it. Nobody's going to do it how you do it. Those are all the keys that were great reminders for me at Erin's workshop at this Entrepreneur Summit. They were all phenomenal speakers reminding me to do it my way. I don't have to focus on doing it like Pepsi Cola or GE. Yeah, I know. Those guys, the big corporations, just do me. So that's what I want all of you people that are wanting to take inspired action, do you. And the last thing that I wanted to bring up about Entrepreneur Summit, there was a topic about soft skills. For those of us that didn't know what soft skills, because I really didn't realize that there was a name for it. See, I also learned new things while I was there. Well, a soft skill are things like being able to go for a job interview, knowing what you should wear, knowing that you're not supposed to be texting or messing with your phone while you're in the middle of an interview, not bringing your children to an interview, and so on and so on. Met a lovely lady with the Collin County Community College District. She was telling me that they teach a class in soft skills. Now, fabulous that they teach a soft skill class. Horrible that our parents and our school teachers have not taught this to our children so that way they are more prepared when they're going on a job interview. We need to be teaching better skills to our young people so they know proper etiquette to apply for a job, to create a job, and how to speak overall. Video games, yeah, there's a lot of kids that make tons of money at video games, but if you ever have seen the movie, Grandmother's Boy or something like that, and the kid is like a 30-something-year-old man working at a video company, and he has this awesome video, but the protege of the company has no soft skills. He walks around in the movie as a robot, trying to pick up chicks, 19 years old, and has no soft skills. We have to quit teaching our children it's okay that they can speak anyway. My nieces and nephews, and that's all of my Hanai nieces and nephews, get frustrated with Auntie Crystal because I'll ask them to speak English when they want to talk to me in code. And it's that simple. You just have to tell your children, hello, let's speak English when we're talking on the telephone. Let's not use code when we're speaking. The OMG, yes, it's funny, but it's not cool. Our communication skills are degrading. They're horrible. Forget degrading. They're horrible. What we need to do as a society is help our children improve their communication skills, their soft skills. Employers are struggling to hire our young people because they don't have the skills of what it takes to handle a simple job. And there are great jobs out there, but some of the basics just need to be addressed. Okay, so I'm going to get off my soft skills soapbox. I am very grateful for those of you that join me every week. Ecolamai for last week's show. Again, technical issues. I'm not sure. I'm going to keep doing this show as long as Blog Talk lets me, because it seems like when I try to do the show, sometimes it'll record, sometimes it won't. I want you guys to know that this is not my comfort zone, speaking about businesses and entrepreneurship. My husband and I have been married over 25 years, and we've always been self-employed. And being self-employed and being an entrepreneur are two different things. Self-employed people tend to do all the flipping work themselves. Yes, we do. Entrepreneurs see a need for something and know to hire other people to help them to get jobs done. And that's the key. There is a difference. So get out there and create businesses that help improve your economy, improve your community. There are jobs out there. They're waiting for you to discover them and for you to create them. Well, that is my recap for Entrepreneur Summit. I hope you had a good time, because I had a great time talking about my experience at Entrepreneur Summit. Keep up with me on my website, alohacrystal.com. For those of you that don't know how to spell Aloha or Crystal, it's AlohaCrystal.com. You can email me at Crystal, CRYSTAL, at AlohaCrystal.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a wonderful week. Till next week, ahui ho, malama pono.